Dads play an essential role in the family. They have a huge influence on their own children, which in turn impacts society as a whole. As a ministry, we are deeply concerned about the lack of fathers in the home and how fatherlessness is impacting a significant portion of our population. We'll be discussing the vital role that a father plays in his daughter's life on the next Family Matters. Please stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a question recently from a dad who wants to establish a positive influence and connection with his daughter. He asks, "As a father, what are some of the key roles that I play in the life of my daughter? What areas in her life should I focus on, and what are some of the things I can do to create a healthy relationship between us?" Dr. David Popino, a professor of sociology, says that fathers have a significantly different parenting style. Herein lies the secret of a dad's contribution to the lives of his kids. Men and women are different, and as a result, mothers and fathers parent their children differently. These differences come into play in a uniquely powerful way in opposite-sex parent-child relationships, and this is particularly true in the case of fathers and daughters. A good father does things for his daughter that no mother is equipped to do. In the first place, he provides her with a positive male role model. In this way, he shows her what her future husband should look like. This is perhaps the most crucial gift he can give his little girl. He doesn't do this by focusing his attention upon her. Instead, it happens as he devotes himself to her mother. Whether he realizes it or not, this is how he affirms his daughter's femininity. He bolsters her self-esteem and self-confidence. He gives her a solid foundation for lifelong self-respect. All of this prepares her to have healthier relationships with boys in adolescence and with men in adulthood. When a girl has learned from her father's example how a proper man acts toward a proper woman, she has an intuitive sense of boundaries in relationships. She understands the difference between appropriate and inappropriate behavior between the sexes. Through her dad, she gains a healthy familiarity with the world of men. She learns how a man's facial stubble feels and what it's like to be hugged or held by strong arms. This familiarity makes her emotionally secure and keeps her safe from the exploitation of predatory males. As we've already said, the most important piece of this puzzle is something that you can't really plan or contrive. It's what your daughter observes when she sees you interacting with your wife on a daily basis. But there are a number of things you can do to help amplify the message in a more intentional and direct way. For example, take time to date your daughter regularly. You can get together over coffee or spend an hour talking over a nice meal at her favorite restaurant. You'd be surprised at the impact this can have on a growing girl. As you set out on this exciting adventure in fatherhood, remember that your daughter has certain basic needs that you can fulfill as almost no one else can. She needs to be cherished and affirmed for who she is. She needs nurturing and protection. She needs to feel beautiful and to understand that inner beauty is far more important than outward appearance. She needs verbal reassurance and appropriate physical touch. She needs to know in her heart that her dad is a man of integrity who keeps his word and follows through on his promises. Meet these needs, and you'll do more than prepare her to meet the challenges of life in this world. You'll teach her what it means to trust her heavenly Father. You'll show her how to present herself to Christ, the heavenly groom, as a pure and spotless bride. We applaud you for wanting to be the best father you can be to your daughter. Our country certainly needs more dads like you. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters. Thank you.